Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Say again that our lines are open. Yesterday, there was a malfunction. You couldn't call in. Went 2 hours, no calls. Turns out it's on us. There was a glitch. It's fixed. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we have maybe exhausted, probably not, the discussions of Virginia, New Jersey elections, Mequon School Board, New York City, Buffalo. Did not mention Boston. In Boston, a woman named Michelle Wu, W-U, first Asian American, won the mayoralty. About 2-1. It was a big margin. She was parents from Taiwan. She wasn't from Massachusetts, went to Harvard, went sniffing around progressive circles and got herself in. My own view, don't know much about her. Wish her well. We'll look forward to seeing how she does. Marty Walsh was the mayor, and he was picked by Biden to be labor secretary. He's a great labor secretary. I like Marty Walsh, thought he was a very good guy. And before him, the mayor was a guy, I forget his name. His name was Mumbles. I'm not kidding. From Dick Tracy, you know, he would mumble. He really would mumble, but he was loved. He was truly loved. He was a damn good mayor, but he wasn't overly articulate, and he mumbled. So everybody called him as Mumbles, and he was a very good mayor too. So hopefully she will be a little less Harvard and a little more mayor of Boston, and we will see. We will see. Okay. Now, how does all this affect, probably right now anyway, the starkest and what perhaps is the most important vote in the Congress right now, which is infrastructure. Infrastructure, as you know, two infrastructure packages, hard and soft. The hard one, roads, bridges, repair the roads, build the roads, airports, water systems. A little over $1 trillion, over 10 years, about $100 billion a year, half it already allocated. It's only about $50 billion a year. Essential, passed the Senate. The hang-up is in the soft infrastructure, things like tuition, Medicaid, child tax credit, that sort of thing. Fight between the progressives and the mainstream Democratic Party. Well, it's getting down to kind of a sad level. Pramila Jayapal, the head of the Progressive Caucus, who had held the other one hostage, all they had to do is vote for it and it would have become law, held it hostage, put a gun to its head, saying, we're not going to vote for the hard infrastructure until the Senate actually votes for the soft infrastructure. Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona are doing a song and dance. I don't trust either one of them, and quite frankly, I don't think that Manchin's going to vote for anything, okay? So I'm going to give you the quick update. Pramila Jayapal, Frank, finally, and I think this is a good thing, said that the progressives will vote for both of them now, and they will trust Joe Biden, who says that he has the two extra votes. Okay. And what she's really saying is we'll trust Joe Biden. He's in good faith. And if it turns out that Manchin stabs him, so be it, but we'll vote for him. I'm glad she did that, but she's doing it kind of late. If she'd done it 2 months ago, I'm not saying that McAuliffe in Virginia would have won, but he would have gotten 1% more at least. Phil Murphy would be a little bit ahead. We look like the gang that couldn't shoot straight. We effectively have two parties. It's not the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party and the so-called Progressive or Working Families Party, they run primary candidates against Democratic incumbents. And we ran one against their challenger, Nina Turner, in Ohio and beat her. I think that the Democratic leadership will have to look on the progressives the way, not quite as adversary as the Republicans, was an adversary party, and run candidates and primaries against them and make it clear if they're the nominee, they're not Democrats. But anyway, Pramila Jayapal has come around. However, here's some very, very distressing news. Manchin just shot his mouth off and said he may not vote for any soft infrastructure, contradicting what Joe Biden said. He's not contradicting Joe. Joe told the truth. He told Joe he'd vote for it. Now the two-legged skunk is turning around saying that he may not. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's just trying to jam the progressives. to actually go through with what Pramila Jayapal is saying and vote for it. Maybe he's mad that AOC and Ilhan Omar come and attack him in West Virginia. He doesn't like it. I think that's gold for him. That's gold for him. Neither one of them is well-liked in West Virginia. He can look like a giant. Maybe Kyrsten Sinema doesn't like being photographed on the toilet. All right, which is what happened. Who knows what's doing it? But now here's another recent update just now in. There's a group called the Blue Dog Democrats. You ever hear of them? There's an old saying in the South. They were all Democrats. And an old guy goes, I'm a yellow dog Democrat. I would vote for a yellow dog before I'd vote for Republican. And it all started, of course, with, you know, the 19th century and there being pro-slavery. But even towards the very end, when civil rights swept through the Democratic Party, they became the Liberal Party. Guys would go up to these old Southern guys who were very conservative, and they'd say, you're still voting Democrat? And the guy would go, look, I'm a yellow dog Democrat. I would vote for a yellow dog before a Republican. Well, a new group came out that said that they are blue dogs. And basically, they're just conservative mainstream Democrats. They just said they're not going to vote for the soft infrastructure, which would kill it, until there's, quote, more clarity, end quote, on how it's being paid for, because they're worried about the, quote, deficit, end quote. This is a knife right in it. I'm not kidding. Luke's shaking his head. This is terrible, Luke. I'm telling you that this is Manchin and the Senate and the Blue Dogs sticking a knife into this thing. We may not get anything. And the sad thing is that we just came to a deal on drug pricing with Kyrsten Sinema. She gets a lot of her money from pharmaceutical companies. And she goes, all right, what she will do is permit negotiation of 10 drugs. One of them is insulin, which now is costing $635 a month. Now it'll go down to $35 a month. And that they will cap the amount that people have to pay for drugs at $2,000. This is all a good start. It ain't perfect. It's a good start. But the Blue Dogs and Manchin are waving the shirt. They're going at this thing. This ain't good. So stand by. That hard infrastructure should have been voted on a long time ago. Better late than never, but a little late for Pramila Jayapal to come around. And now the Blue Dogs are sticking a knife in. They're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, we're going in order. Do not hang up. Wisco Paul, what's on your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I happen to agree with you. We had this argument with Luke a couple weeks ago. He needed to pass the infrastructure bill because you couldn't hold Manchin and Sinema hostage. This just wasn't going to happen. You had to come down to their terms. And if you keep screwing around, you're not going to get anything. The Democrats will lose the Congress, and then they will have no say. The Senate's kind of iffy, you know. But when you have Senator Tester, he's beside himself out in Montana. He wanted the infrastructure bill. He wanted something to run on. The country really is more center right than center left. But in my opinion, last night proved if you're a Republican and you're running in a basically, I think Virginia's more purple and completely blue, and McCullough's running again. If you're a centrist or a moderate, like you used to have Republicans, and you run, you've got a good chance to beat the Democrat. But there's a couple things here that, I mean, I hear them when I'm up north. Critical race theory. I don't even know what the hell that means for sure. And then when you start talking about defunding police, you know, you got to be careful what you say with some of this stuff, because when it comes right down to it.
No, man, I agree with that, Paul. And I want to just hit two things you said that are extremely important. One of them is, for God's sake, everybody, vote for the hard infrastructure. Put the unions to work. You're going to put laborers and machinists, carpenters, electricians. If this thing gets screwed around till Kevin McCarthy takes over, they will amend it to say you can't have union workers do it. You can't pay union wages. That's on the horizon, you idiots out there. You progressives, pass the damn thing. When it comes to critical race theory and defunding the police, critical race theory doesn't exist. It's not being taught anywhere. And the Democrats are the ones that want to fund the police, $500 million more bucks. The Republicans nixed it. We should be running on funding the police, raising their salaries, and screening out the sadists who strangle people and shoot them in the back. Paul, thanks very much for calling in. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, thanks for calling.
Good morning, Matt. A couple of things on Manchin. I think, and I'm asking, I'm not telling, I believe that Manchin's wallet's getting fat by the way he's what he's doing. Now, I'm not saying direct cash into, but his wallet's growing. We know that. And you don't have to disclose it. And you can keep it under the table. I've been involved a little bit in politics. And, you know, I know who's buttering his toast. We all know that. And he's got to be called out for that, number one. Number two, let's not worry about the Republicans' wins. Just like coaching football, we're on to the next game. And the big game, our big game, is to keep Evers in office. And if you could run as lieutenant governor, that'd be awesome. But even if you can't, you can educate, not alienate, all these people. The people who voted against McAuliffe are uneducated people because the facts don't lie. The numbers add up. And if Becky Clayfish shows her face in Wisconsin, I want everybody to ask her, are you going to pay for the Foxconn bill? Because right now it's just below $1 billion. And that was what it took to clear that land for this great eighth wonder of the world that Donald Trump called that never showed up. They've got a bill. Is she going to pay the bill if she wants to be governor, or is she going to move on and charge us for some other great ninth wonder of the world that doesn't develop? I'm sick and tired of these people promising everything. But when it comes to Manchin, just ask him who's buttering his toast. Real simple. Have a great day, Matt.
Well, you know, Bill, he does own about a $30 million stake. I'm not kidding, in a coal company. And he gets his money from the energy companies, and that's fine, except that he votes with them. That's number one. And with Clayfish, she is as strong a proponent. She was one of the ones that pushed it with Walker and Voss. She is the Duchess of Foxconn Abbey. She's Lady Foxconn. And then Lieutenant Governor, thank you very much. Yeah, other people have mentioned to me too. So we're going to keep an eye on who all's running for that. But the point of the matter is, we got to win. We got to win. You can't have Rebecca Clayfish. She would be Walker Light. She'd have all of his defects and none of his virtues, and he had no virtues, so she's bad news, very bad news. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.